In severe cases, an examining physician will be able to hold up a photograph of him or herself and, seated in front of the patient with facial agnosia, ask if they recognize this person. To no avail. What's especially interesting to researchers about this condition is its specificity. Visual ability itself is not damaged, and the person with facial agnosia can still recognize anything else except a face. They can still describe faces very accurately, but only in the way one describes an object. He needs a shave, he has droopy eyes, he has a small scar, but never, "Wait a minute, this is my high school yearbook picture." Facial agnosia strongly suggests the existence of a mechanism in the brain devoted specifically to recognizing individuals we've seen before, a mechanism thought to exist in many other animals and even some insects.